Malta to consider indirect tax on gaming. Malta's government says it will explore introducing an indirect tax on gaming as part of its 2026 budget review. Budget signals potential shift in gaming tax policy. In presenting the 2026 budget, Malta's finance ministry flagged a review of taxation across value-adding sectors that could see gaming moved into the scope of indirect consumption-style taxes. At present, Maltese licensed operators pay a direct gaming tax set at 5% of revenue derived from Malta-based players. Indirect levies would sit alongside existing consumption taxes, such as value-added tax, VAT, or excise-style charges, often described as sin taxes. The budget projects gaming tax receipts of roughly 67 million euros in 2026, up from an expected 65 million euros this year. Overall tax revenue for 2026 is forecast at 7.8 billion euros, driven mainly by income tax, 3.5 billion euros, social security contributions, 1.84 billion euros, and VAT, 1.69 billion. The government says it anticipates GDP growth near 3% next year, above the EU average. Beyond the headline tax figures, the 2026 budget earmarks targeted support for digital industries. Allocations include 400,000 euros for the Malta iGaming Incubator, 4 million euros for esports initiatives, and 900,000 euros to help local businesses develop and protect intellectual property. Measures aimed at family businesses and SMEs also feature, with changes such as an expanded microinvest scheme allowance, rising to 65,000 euros in Malta and 85,000 euros in Gozo, and an investment tax credit that can cover 60% of qualifying capital spending over 4 years for machinery, IT, and cybersecurity. Finance Minister Clyde Caruana framed the package as a forward-looking plan to balance competitiveness and fiscal stability. This budget continues Malta's commitment to sustainable growth by investing in innovation, technology, and skills. We are building an economy that rewards enterprise and creativity, from digital gaming to biotechnology, while ensuring fiscal stability and competitiveness across all sectors, he said. Policy watchers note that an indirect tax could take several forms: a per-bet levy, a point-of-consumption VAT-like charge on player spend, or an excise applied to operator turnover. Each model carries different distributional and administrative implications and would likely prompt consultation with the Malta Gaming Authority, MGA, industry groups, and consumer advocates before any change is enacted. Player protection measures and industry reaction. The budget announcement comes as the Malta Gaming Authority rolls out new measures focused on safer gambling. Earlier this month, the MGA launched a free, anonymous online self-assessment tool developed with Maltese support organizations including SEDCA, Caritas Malta, the OASI Foundation, and the Responsible Gaming Foundation. The questionnaire uses the 9-item Problem Gambling Severity Index to help players evaluate their behavior and, where appropriate, direct them to support services. We welcome tools that make it easier for players to reflect on their choices and access help quickly, said a senior advisor at one of the participating charities. Early self-assessment can reduce harm and signal when regulatory or clinical intervention is needed. The MGA has emphasized that the tool complements safer gambling features already available to players, such as deposit limits and global self-exclusion services. Industry representatives are likely to scrutinize any move toward indirect taxation. An independent iGaming analyst commented, "Shifting to a consumption-based tax model could raise revenue predictably, but it raises competitiveness concerns for Malta as a licensing hub. Operators may pass costs on to players or reconsider their operating mix if duty structures diverge sharply from other European markets. No timetable or specific proposals for an indirect gaming tax were included in the budget documentation. The government said only that it will explore the opti.
On as part of broader tax policy work, observers expect any concrete measures would follow public consultation and technical briefings with the MGA, Treasury officials, and sector stakeholders. Next steps for policy and industry. For now, the key developments to watch are whether the government publishes a scoping paper or consultation, how the MGA factors any tax change into its licensing and compliance framework, and how operators respond during stakeholder engagement. With gaming revenues contributing modestly to the state's overall receipts, policymakers will need to weigh fiscal aims against Malta's position as an international iGaming center and the sector's broader social responsibilities.